Parshas Vayeshev, Beis Tefillah, Tov Shin Ayin Zayin, Erev Hanukkah. I'd like to share a very important point to do with Hanukkah, and then we'll continue into Parshas Vayeshev. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, Mai Chanukah? What is Chanukah? Says Rashi, Al Eze Nes Kavua. What triggers Chanukah? What's the essence of Chanukah? The whole mitzvah. What's it all about? Says the famous Gemara, which every Ganenet, kindergarten teacher teaches the kids, that when the Yevonim entered the Heichal, Timu Kol Hashmanim, they made impure all the oils, and then Keshegavra Malchus Beis Chashmonoi, when they were overcome, then Botku, they looked and they couldn't find only one flask of oil that was had been sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol. It was only sufficient for one day, and do you know what happened? It actually lit. They lit from it for 8 days. Amazing. And that's why the Koveya make it a Yom Tov B'Halal Voido. Famous. So that's what Chanukah is all about. It's the miracle of the Nes Pach HaShemen. Very nice. So that's one part of Chanukah. Then we have the Halal Voido. We're obligated to think, to give thanks to Hashem. What's that referring to? It says Rashi, the Al HaNisim. When we start reading Al HaNisim, we see a different story completely. Where the Yevonim wanted Lashkicham Teresecho, or Aviram Chukei Retzoinecho, then Atah Barachamecho Rabim, Omadato Lehem Beis Torasom, Raptes Rivom, Dantes Dinom, Nankantes Dinkwasom, Masarta Giborim Biyat Haloshim, Rabim Biyat Matim, Utmeim Biyat Toirim. If you want to, in a nutshell, if you want to summarize, what is Al HaNisim all about? What would we say? The war. It's all about the war. It does say afterwards, that Hachach Bo'ol of the Rabbi Secho, it does mention Neiros, but I feel confident to say that both in the world of Pshat and Drash and Soid, there's no way you could ever figure out yourself that the Neiros that lit in Chatzis Kachecha means there was a Neis, there was one day of oil burned for 8 days. It's not mentioned anything. No way. Hidiku Neiros. Very nice. Hidiku Neiros. Someone in the shul also turn the lights on. Say that. It doesn't say anything. Beremes, Bedrash or Besoit, that the Neiros, there was a miracle to the Neiros, and the Neiros they lit, burnt, there was 1 day's oil burnt for 8 days. Zelo katuv. So we have two extremes. We have my Chanukah. What the Gemara tells us, what's Chanukah all about? It's all about the Neiros, the Neis, that 1 day's oil burnt for 8 days. What's missing in my Chanukah? What's not mentioned over there?
The war.
Doesn't say anything about war. Doesn't say the Rabbim Biyad Ma'atim. It's not mentioned. Bichlal. It's all we're talking about is the Shemen. It says Keshegavru. So in the world of Al HaNisim, we only talk about the battle. We ignore the Menorah. We ignore the tremendous Neis of the Pach HaShemen. And when we discuss Mai Chanukah, we ignore the Milchama. And all we discuss is the Nes Pach HaShemen. Why are being so? Why are things so separated? Why wouldn't we bring them together? Two things happen. There's a Nesama Noira and there's a Mulchama. Makes so much more sense to combine them together. It's baffling when you think about it. I'd like to share with you what I saw from Nissim Karelitz in the introduction to the Chut HaShoni in Hilchos Chanukah. Says of Nissim, what is important to commemorate? The Lehalel Hoidos Chanukah. What's important to remember? A battle? Or the Neis Pach Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash? What would you say? What's the main thing to be focused on?
The war.
Beis HaMikdash, Kedusha, Tahara, Neis, Menorah. Wrong.
They wanted to
destroy it. Mordechai is on the point. Mordechai is. He gets it. Nein, Menorah, who cares? The Milchama is the main thing. Why? Because there was a gzera on Klal Yisrael. Lashkicham Torasecha, ulaviro michukei ratzonecha. The whole Torah was at stake. That's the important point. Menorah, one mitzvah they didn't have for 8 days. No. Isma, makara. I need to today celebrate and remember and commemorate that they could light the menorah for those 8 days. That's machbatli. Why is it? Why does it need to be part of my life? The milchama, the gzei was an gzei in the whole Yiddishkeit. Lashkicham Torasecha. And they got up and they fought. They went, risked their life to fight for the Torah. That's something we need to remember. That's something we need to commemorate. But the menorah, it's one mitzvah out of Taryag. Not even my mitzvah, it's my mitzvah. I'm not a Kohen. I'd like to add. Nissim.
I'm sure we're celebrating the war too, not the Megillah.
Well, yeah, sure, right.
The Megillah is like the menorah.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see. Bit different than Megillah than the menorah. Okay, I like what you're saying.
The stira, it could be that Hashem with the menorah, that was his chosen. That was his, he'd been musking to keep it. It's not a stira. The night was the milchama, but Hashem was musking through the menorah.
I'm on your way. I'm going to follow you. Okay. So be'etzem, what needs to be commemorated is the milchama. The Milchama is something that changed our life, that affects us, that changed Am Yisrael for Doros, is the Milchama. The fact that the Torah cannot be wiped out, the fact that we can stand up and fight for the Torah if necessary, we'll do it. It's well known the Chofetz Chaim had regret that they didn't fight against the communists. When the communists in Russia, they were making, it was their explicit intention, Lashkicham Torasecha, Ulaviro Michukei Ratzonecha. They were atheists and they tried to wipe out all religions and they're pretty much successful, unfortunately. Chofetz Chaim said it was a mistake. We should have fought them. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Rabbim, the same way the Hashmonaim could fight the Greek Empire, we could fight the Russian Empire. Does it mean we win? No, we don't know you're going to win. We'll probably be wiped out. The Chofetz Chaim at Harata was a mistake. We should have fought them. Even if we'd be killed. Because you have to fight for the Yadus. That's what the Chofetz Chaim, the Rabbi Chanan Wasserman reports, that's what the Chofetz Chaim said. Because that's what Hanukkah is about. If it's just for physical death, maybe not. But for the spiritual death, we have to fight. So therefore, Be'etzem, you know, and also in Beis HaMikdash, There was sorrowness in Tmidim. Another Nis. There were 10 Nisim Tmidim, 10 Nisim all the time. That's what you found. You found Nisim. Like Kshofim, like Paris said, Kshofim Tavevim Nimtraim. So you have another Nis. No big deal. There are 10 Nisim Tmidim. What's the excitement? Betzem, what we're celebrating about, the Lahoidos is all about the Melchama. But it's very dangerous if you're just going to celebrate military victory. Because if you're going to celebrate military victory, it'd be very, very easy to be mistaken and start talking about the Koichi V'Otzem B'Yodi. And even today, in this country where we are right now, there are many misled Jews who think that the Maccabim were strong guys, right? They import the taller Schwarzes and give them a Jewish name and then convert them and they're proud. Here, Maccabi, right? The Maccabim. We have the Maccabim Greek Olympic Games. Why are they doing that? Because they're mistaken. They indeed misinterpret the Maccabim to be physical people who are strong with the koyach haguf. That's what they are. They are misreading the whole story. When reality, forget, the Hashmonei were chaloshim. It was all this. It was siyata d'shmaya. They weren't physically strong. They would never be able to. They wouldn't even be able to throw the ball up to the basket over there. We'll never get there. They were chaloshim. They should be some medrash. Who do you think they were? So since there's such a danger that people will interpret military victory to mean, because we're so clever and we're so strong, therefore that's what the menorah is about. The reason why Chazal were metaken to the Maisa mitzvah to be about the menorah, because the menorah, it's clear it's a nes. There is no physical way of explaining how one day's oil could burn for 8 days. It's a clear nes, and the nes of menorah sheds light onto the Melchama. The same way over there you see it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melchama is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore the Lehoidoi says, when we think Al HaNisim, we're giving thanksgiving to Hashem, what are we discussing? We're discussing the Melchama. We ignore the Neis Pach HaShemen. There's no need to give thanksgiving for Neis Pach HaShemen. We give thanksgiving for the Melchama that we want, the Ivanim, so we could keep the Torah. But my Chanukah, Al Ezen Es Kavua, which Maisa, how the Chazal Metakin, what were they focusing on? They're focusing on Nes Pach HaShemen. Because only there that would shed light to what's it all about. It's all about the Nes, it's about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I remember, I was in Israel at the Gulf War, the first one. And there was this big Russia called Saddam Hussein, Zal, Zichrono Leklola, and he was throwing these scuds. Because Americans were attacking him, so yeah, okay, scuds in Israel. Throwing these scuds, and it was a very frightening time. The whole country was petrified because they're afraid of chemical warfare. There was a big hashash. And he threw these scuds, sirens went off, patriots were exploding. It was a very frightening time. I remember on this radio, they interviewed a secular divorced lady who has children, and they asked her, what do you tell the children when the siren goes off, frightening bangs, what do you tell the children? And she said the following: I tell the children, Tivtechu, rely on Tzahal, you can rely on Tzahal. That's what she said. That was a message. Nebuch, she didn't know, she was not aware about Kodesh Baruch Hu. So she said, surely Tzahal, they take care of matters. So they take care of it. Boisai, that's exactly what Chazal are trying to, when they, my Chanukah, when they make us like menorahs, it's for that they don't want us to think the Maccabim, that we have these strong warriors called the Maccabim. That's exactly the point. So Mela, we learn from over here that Chanukah is a time of getting the correct perspectives Because this world is a world of darkness. Why is the world dark? It's actually light outside. Chazal tell us, Oilam hazeh doyme lechoyshech. The beginning of the seventh parak above Metzia. Why is this world? Why are we in a world of darkness? Very kishmak. Very simple. See that guy? He's worth 3 trillion. There's a whole street of skyscrapers in Manhattan. All his. Wow. See that guy? This is what I was told in South Africa. You can accelerate between the entrance to his house, the gate to his house. You get up to 50, you can reach up to 50 kilometers an hour. Yet so, there's so much space. He has such a huge mansion. You get up to 50 from the gate just to his house. Wow. That guy, he has private jets. Wow. But then you say, that guy? No, he did. He put on tefillin this morning. That guy, he had a chavrusa. Oh, for what a waste of time. Right? So makara, we're in the world of choshech. That we think the world gives the appearance that physical, material makes a difference. And spiritual seems to be unnecessary. World of choshech. That's what Chanukah does. It's shedding the light. No. Kadosh Baruch Hu. Don't look at the physical result. It's all Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Chanukah is. Spreading the light into the choshech, lighting up the choshech, and seeing Yad Hashem. B'zad Hashem will be zoicha to take these messages home when we light in the candles and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our life. Everyone has their siyata deshmayas and their wonderful things to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we should be able to say that Anisim B'simcha, recognizing that we are Bnei Amokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. This week's parasha is parasha's Vayeshev. Vayeshev Yaakov. Rashi brings down, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to sit in peace, to be calm. He's been through his brother Esav. He had to steal the brachas. He had to flee for his life. He had to live with Lavan. He was cheated left and right. Zelze, come back to Israel. Now he wants peace. Kofatz olav rugzei shel Yosef. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mistake. No peace. Just starting, Rabbi Sai. Yaakov, you're into big trouble. Rugzei shel Yosef. Tzadiki mevakshim leishev b'shalva. What? You want to live a calm and peaceful life? Lo yedayon letzadikim. Is it not enough for the tzaddik what's waiting for him in the world to come? You expect to live a peaceful life over here? That's the Chazal quoted by Rashi. The question is, why do we think Yaakov wanted Shalva? Why was Yaakov yearning for peace, for quiet? Was it that he wanted to be able to sit on the beach, on a deck chair, feet up, and read the paper? What was Yaakov? What did he have on his mind? Huh? Maybe he's watching the Geshmaka movies. Maybe even better, the pace and gains, good at this. Maybe that, was that what Yaakov wanted?
Why do we ask for Mashiach? For the same reason. To be able to live.
Great, I'm getting there. Very wonderful. Mordechai Mamash, today you're Chazak.
Torah.
Yeah, very good. But there's no question that Yaakov, Ha'ish Oyalim, Yoshev Oyalim, the person who in shame forever was there for 14 years. He didn't even sleep on a bed. There's no question that Yaakov wanted to utilize his time and his kochos for the best. The Gemara says, Shmaitza bei Tzilusa. Sugya needs a clear mind. The Rambam Ilchas Shuva, I think which Mordechai was referring to, he says, all the brachas we find in the Torah, You keep the Torah, you get shalom, get parnasa, seva. It's not the schar of the mitzvahs. It's not a reward. The reward is olam haba. It's unimaginable. All the good things you get doing mitzvahs, not a reward. It's very simple that when a person is torud, he has troubles, he has battles to fight, he has parnasa to take care of, he has to be involved with Tzorkei HaGuf all the time, he's not available, he's not there to do Avodas Hashem. And therefore the bracha is that things get taken care of, and you're ponui, you're free to do Torah mitzvahs. That's surely what Yaakov wanted. He wanted to have his hands free for all the tzaras and the distractions, to be able to be focused. Kol kulei b'avodas Hashem. There's no suffix. Yaakov b'chira avos. He wanted to use his time, not waste his time. So what's wrong with Birkas Yaakov Reisha b'Shalva? Says Rav Volbe. Said the Mashkiach, Rav Volbe's Mashkiach is Rabbi Rucham. Rabbi Rucham said, there are no armchairs at the factory. In the factories, there are no armchairs. Meaning, when a place where people work, there's no comforts. It's not a place where we relax. In this world, we're here to work. We're here for nisyonos. We tend to think that when things are optimal, then we're ready to go. We have a charusa, a good charusa. We have a good rebbe, a nice shul, air conditioning, heater, sfarim. We're ready to go. But if we don't have what we need, we feel disoriented. Then we can't. We don't have it. I don't have a good charusa. I can't. Why, I should come and learn. I have a charusa. Charusa mitzusa. We are accustomed to, we're ready. When things are going well, we're ready to go. But if things are not going well, that's what we need to train ourselves. We can't be dependent on the shalva. But Chaim once asked the Brisker Rav, bring me the sefer. Brisker Rav took the ladder, climbed up, and brought him the sefer. But Chaim asked him, what were you thinking when you climbed up the ladder? So the Brisker Rav, I was thinking about the Rambam. So the Chaim, that's why I asked you to bring me the sefer. I wanted to make sure, even when you're doing other things, you're busy, you still have you're still focused. Volbe says it's so important that a bocha should train himself that when he's walking in the street, to be thinking and learning. Why? Because bochrim, not just bochrim. They say, you know, when I'm in the Beis Medrash, I can learn. When I'm outside the Beis Medrash, I can't. I have no sefer. You have to be train yourself to be focused when things are not optimal. Rabbi Bear, when he came back from America, they asked him, what do you say about America? It's such a heilige Stadt, such a holy place. What's so holy about America? He said, because you can think and learning in the streets. In Kamenitz, the sewage was in the middle of the street. You couldn't think in learning. But in America, it's such a heilige Stadt. The sewage is covered. Ah! You think in learning. So therefore, this is a message for life. Of course, a shalva is wonderful. To have the optimal conditions, gewaldig, the bracha. We can't be dependent on the shalva. We can't expect the shalva. We have to be ready and prepared and train ourselves to be focused in all situations that come our way, because that's what life is. Life is full of surprises. That's what where Yaakov was kind of said, well, I want to do my avodas Hashem, I need shalva, I need it. They get shalva. Here you can't say anything, Hashem will decide what you get. You have to keep on going, kol matzav. And here we go, Yaakov was put to a new nisayon where he had such sorrows, and still he was expected to be Yaakov and use all the koiches he has. In this week's parasha, we meet lots of recognizing Hashem's plan. The famous Ramban, where the Ramban asks, why does the Torah tell us the story of Doson? Yaakov sent Yosef to meet your brothers in Shechem. And when he arrived at Shechem, he couldn't find them. Why couldn't he find them? They weren't there. So then there was an ish. He was asked by someone, can I help you? He says, yes, I'm looking for Zachariah Noichim Avakesh. Hagidon Nili Eifayim Roim. This man said, I heard they're going to Doison. And that's how he was directed. Says Ramban, why is the Torah quoting this trivial story? How you found them? Why am I of Kamino? To teach us Shagzera Emes Vacharitzus Sheker. What we do, Maisa Adam, the Charitzus, we plans, what we try and do is Sheker. That doesn't make it happen. There's Hashem's plan. Hashem had a plan that he should be caught by the brothers. So he made it happen. How is he going to meet him? He's going to Shechem, they're in Doison. Hashem sends an ish. He sends someone to make sure to direct him to the brothers. When Yaakov Avinu sends Yosef, Vayishalcheu mi'eimek chevroin v'yovei Shechema. Eimek chevroin? Where is Chevroin? Is it in the valley? Ah, Greg, where's Chevroin? It's in a valley. Har Chevroin. It's on a har. Why is it called Eimek Chevroin? Says Rashi, because it's me'emek el eitza amuko shel oisel tzadik hakovu b'Chevroin. It's fulfilled with that tzadik who's buried in the depths of Chevroin. It's Avraham Avinu. It says in Bizben Absorin Kigeir Yezaracho. There's a heavenly plan. It's going to happen. It's unfolding. Therefore, Yaakov sends Yosef to the brothers from Emek, the Emek Chevroin. We've got to fulfill the Geir Yezaracho. The goddess has to start. It's going ahead. Later on, we meet Yehuda and Tamar. A haunting story, fascinating story of Yehuda. Then it says, Vayaker Yehuda, Vayomer Tzotko Mimeni. Rashi brings down the Chazal. The Baskol says, Mimeni, it's me. I'm pulling the strings. This also Yehuda and Thomas, such a strange story. Not very respectable story. It's Mimeni. This is the heavenly plan. That's the way it has to be. The brothers say, Va'ata lechu v'nargehu v'nashlichenu b'chad ha'boros. Let's kill him. We'll throw him on one of the pits. V'nireh mayu chalomoisav. And we'll see what's going to happen with his dreams. If you kill him, where are the dreams? It says the Ramban, Derech lag. This guy has dreams, we're going to bow down to him. We're going to kill him. And we'll see what's going to happen with his dreams. They were jesting about it, making fun of the dream. But what was really happening? They were making the dream come true. What they were doing, they were trying to stop the dream. We're not going to bow down to you. We're going to get rid of you. We'll send you away. They were making the dream come true. He got sold, he became the king, and they, in the end, they bowed down to him. We're seeing Hashem's plan. So this leads to a very, very basic and famous question. Since there's a heavenly plan, do we have Bechira? Where's our Bechira? Do the brothers have Bechira? There's a Gzera Emes. So do we have Bechira? If that's the way it has to be? This is a famous question. I'm not mechadish to anyone. This, of course, is raised by the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Berakei. Shema Toimar. Hello, Kodesh Baruch Hu Yodea Kol Ma Sheyeh Koidem Sheyeh. He knows if we're going to light Hanukkah candles on Motzei Shabbos. He knows. He knows if we are, we're not. Right? He knows whether the guy will be a tzaddik or a rasha. Now, so if he knows we're going to be a tzaddik, so it has to be. If he doesn't know, and we have Bechira, so how can that be he doesn't know? Since he knows what we're going to do, it has to happen, because he knows what's going to be. What type of Bechira do we have if the result is a given? So that has to be Emes. The result Hashem knows we're going to do tomorrow has to happen. So the heavenly plan has already knows that that's what it's going to be. So it has to, where's my Bechira? Famous question of the Rambam. Yes?
But we said every, so there is what happens around the person that's decided by Hashem. How we react is our Bechira. I understood that there's a Gemara that says that everything is decided when someone is born except Tzaddik or Hashem. So
yeah. Those are the qualities. It would be rich or poor.
Yes.
Chutz Yerush Shomayim. Chutz Yerush Shomayim.
Tzaddik or Hashem, he has Bechira on it.
Okay. So am I or you going to light Hanukkah candles on Motzei Shabbos? So we have here, right? We can decide yes or not. Hashem knows now what we're going to do on Motzei Shabbos.
That's his capability to know the future that we don't know.
But it has to be. What? How can I choose not to if Hashem knows I will?
But Hashem only knows you will because he's seen the video. I took a video of you doing something and then I played it back and I said to the person watching it, this is what's going to happen. Doesn't change your Bechira. You could have done whatever you wanted in that video.
That's right.
The fact that I have future knowledge, I've seen it, the future.
So it's a given. The result is a given. Before I kick the ball, it's ready. It's a given. It has to be.
Are you concerned that you know what you're going to do only because you're going to do it?
So Maisa, when we come to the decision, it's a given. It has to be what he knows I will do, what we're going to do.
But he knows I will do because he has seen the path that we've taken, so he knows that I'm going
to. So right now, what? So what he knows, I am by definition forced to do what he knows I was supposed to do. So I have to choose what I'm supposed to choose then. I don't have choice now not to choose what I'm supposed to choose. Not my question. This is Rambam Shaila. Veda, says Rambam, Shetshuva Shaila Zu Aruka Meretz Mida or Chava Minayam. It's impossible to answer this. It's so big. V'kama Ikorim Doilim V'arorim V'ramin Tluim Bo. It's a huge Shaila, he says. Just listen to what I have to say to you. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu, he knows. We can't understand this. Ein daita shel adam yechol asig dov hazeh buyon. It's impossible for man to understand this properly. It's the same way, kashem shein adam koyach asig v'limso amitas yuboyre. I try to understand who is God, what does he look like, what does he do, who made him, all these type of questions which are impossible for us to understand. כח אין קור באדם להשיג ולמצוא דייתו של הבוירה הוא הנובי. That's the same way you can't understand who Hashem is, cannot understand how can it be that we have Bechira. But that's the way it is. V'kivan shekein ein onu koach leita eich yoda hakadosh baruch hu kol avoyim asim. But that's the maisa. The bottom line is we have chira, and therefore we are responsible. We'll be punished for a bad choice, be rewarded for a good choice. It says the Rambam. Says the Ravid to the Rambam. Om Avron, lo noag ze amechaber min nek hachachomim. Says the Ravid to the Rambam, it wasn't a very wise thing to raise this question. Because if you don't know how to raise, you don't know how to answer the question, you're asking questions, you shouldn't have talked about it. Because you're asking questions, then you answer with a munah. You should let it be between us. You shouldn't have raised the point. Because you have people who didn't think about the question. Then they're going to hear the question from you, they're not getting an answer, and you leave them, we leave them with the shaydas and a munah. It'd be better not to raise the topic. So, we see it's a very, very controversial issue. What's Shah in the Rambam? Says Rav Yitzchok Kutner, the Rambam is telling us halacha. It's in the Sefer Halacha he's telling us. Kacha ze. It's impossible for us to understand. There's a heavenly plan which is going to happen, but you still have bchira. This is the halacha. The halacha is that we cannot understand, but kacha ze. There is bchira tanadon, and therefore, when we're seeing all the in our parasha, we're seeing meeting. Plan after plan after plan, it doesn't take away from the bchira. We're all pawns from Hashem, and therefore, let us remember the messages we learned today. Remember, Hanukkah is getting the correct perspective, the Torah perspective to light, to good things that happen. Remember, it's all from Yad Hashem. To remember that we're not here, that we're not dependent on the shalva. Shalva is a wonderful thing. Bracha is a wonderful thing. But we're not totally on it. A person must still be serving Hashem in all situations, the best of his abilities, even when things are not optimal. And remember, there's a heavenly plan. Things will happen where Hashem wants them to happen. But we could either be part of it, we could choose to join him, we may choose to go against him. Hashem's Atzas Hashem Yisokun. If we'll choose for good, we'll get a schar. Thank you very much. Our next shir, B'zad Hashem, we'll be discussing in 5 minutes time. We're all going to be on this Motzei Shabbos. We'll have a big dilemma. Because on Motzei Shabbos, we're going to meet Havdalah coming our way, Hadokas Neiros Chanukah coming our way, Shabbos to take out, all these things are happening together. What are we supposed to do? What comes first? What comes second? We'll start in 5 minutes time. Thank you very much.